So I know most of us have already sunk our teeth into the seventh parak of Hamadir, but I wanted to squeeze out one more interesting sugya from the end of the Matzias Ha'isha, from the end of the sixth parak, and that is the yisod of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. You know, in the final mishnah of the sixth parak, you have the case of hamashlish ma'os lebito, that if a man sets aside, he hands over money to a third party to be given over to his daughter for a nedunya or for something else. So the Mishnah describes whether she has the ability to forgo that money, or if they have to dafka follow the ratzon of the father after he dies. And the Gemara connects this, that machlokes, to the Rav Meir, Shittas Rav Meir, of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. And there's a very interesting hakira about how exactly mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames works. So I get that when someone says, this is when a guy is healthy, Tosfos point out, a healthy guy who before he dies, he says that when I die, I want my my chasan shas to go to Yonah. So how exactly does that work? Is it a kinyan or is it a mitzvah? That's the hakira about by the Machane Ephraim and the Stechemed. Is it a kinyan or a mitzvah? So what does that mean? So Reuven says that when he dies, he wants his chasan shas to go to Yonah. So does that mean that it's a mitzvah that when Reuven dies, so Reuven's Yorshim, they own the chasan shas, and they have a mitzvah now to go over to Yonah and to hand over the chasan shas? Is it just a mitzvah? Or perhaps it actually affects a kinyan, that once Reuven says, my chasan shas should go to Yonah when I die, and then Reuven dies, so automatically there's already a kinyan in effect, the shas misa, and it automatically belongs to Yonah. And the children, the Yorshim, never even have a zechiah in that chasan shas. It automatically goes directly to Yonah. There's a direct kinyan that Reuven made. Is it actually affecting a real kinyan, or is it only a stam mitzvah? And so perhaps we're going to see there's a model for this of divrei shchidmir akeksubin umesurin dami. The Chazal say a very similar example when someone's literally on their deathbed and they say that when I die, very soon, I want my belongings to go to X, Y, or Z. So Chazal were mitaking this takana mitirabanan that divrei shchidmir, whatever he says, usually you have to do a real formal kinyan, you have to hand over something or write a shtar. But Chazal made a takana of divrei shchidmir akeksubin umesurin dami that he doesn't have to make any formal kinyanim. But Chazal were attacking that just whatever, even if it's by saying this should go to X, Y, or Z, it's automatically going to affect a real kinyan. And the svara that Chazal gave over there for that tzakana was because shamatitarev daito, somebody's on their deathbed, so any extra ounces of stress could lead them towards their demise. So Chazal wanted to make everyone stress-free towards the end of their life. So Chazal were attacking that if you, whatever you say on your as your shchidmira, it's going to go into effect, so you don't have to be stressed about, but where's my, this going to go, where's that going to go? You can just say whatever you have to say, and it's going to affect a real kinyan. So is the same true by mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, when a guy says it not on his deathbed, but stam when he's alive, and he says, I want my chasan shas to go to Yonah, is that affecting a real kinyan, similar to divrei shchidmira? Or is it just a mitzvah, that there's no kinyan happening, it's just that when Reuven dies, his Yerushim get it, and now they have a mitzvah to go ahead and give it on to the next party. And so the Achronim are Medayik from our Tosfos on Ayin Rad Aleph, the top Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, that perhaps Rabbeinu Tam holds that it actually is a real kinyan. All the Rishonim discuss, once we have said, there are these two rules. There's mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, and there's divrei shchidmira kiksubin mesurin dami. So why do you need both of them? We have said, the reason why Chazal made this takana of divrei shchidmira kiksubin mesurin dami is because we don't want somebody to be stressed out on their deathbed. And if they're about to die, they should be able to just say, I want my things to go to X, Y, or Z. We don't want him to be stressed out about his estate going to the right party. And Rishonim ask, why is he stressed? After all, we have, as our Gemara says, or Meir holds, mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. He should be stress-free because there's already a mitzvah to that they have to listen to whatever he says. Why make a new takana of divrei shchimra k'ksuvinu misurin dami? Isn't mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames enough to make him no longer stressed out? Why do you need these two rules on mitzvah l'kayim and divrei shchidmira? So the Rishonim give different answers to this kasha, and they basically try to explain how mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames is a very limited scope. It doesn't apply across the board everywhere. It only applies in certain cases. Rabbeinu Tam's answer, which is paskin halacha l'maisa in the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat, Rabbeinu Tam says we only apply mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames when it was hoshlosh mitchila l'kach, when you handed it over to a third party with the intention. So Rubin didn't just say, I want my chasan shas to go to Yonah. He handed it over to a shlish who said, and he told them, when I die, you should give this chasan shas to Yonah, and only then does mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames apply. It doesn't apply across the board. It only applies in specific cases. And so machlokas and rishonim. There are other rishonim. The Ramban and Gittin both don't have to be yehushla shetchila. Lekach b'ribin tam paskins. Lechora is based on our mishnah, right? The case in our gemara where we have mitzvah lekayim divrayamis is specifically when there was a it was hushlish. It was a hamashlish ma'os lebito. Tetzar b'ribin tam answers the kasha of why you need both divrei shchimira and mitzvah lekayim divrei hames. And the ritva over here, the ritva and tzuvus gives a different answer. The ritva also says mitzvah lekayim divrei hames doesn't always apply. It only applies when you had a lashon of tzivui, when you made a command and said, I command you to give my chasen shas to Yonah when I die. But if you just say stam, this chasen shas to go to Yonah, if there's no tzivui, then there's not going to be a mitzvah lekayim divrei hames. So various answers in the Rishonim to explain why they need both of these rules, that mitzvah lekayim divrei hames and divrei shchimira kiksuvin umisurin dami. And the Achronim ask, why are we even having this conversation? Why do we have to figure out what's the difference between mitzvah lekayim and divrei shchimira? Shouldn't the simple answer be divrei shchimira is a real kinyan and mitzvah lekayim is just a mitzvah? Shouldn't that be the simple distinction between the two? From the fact that Rabbeinu Tam has to give a different answer and say, oh, mitzvah lekayim is different because it's only when it's hoshlosh v'tchila lekach. But the ritva says mitzvah lekayim is different because it's only when you get lashon tava. Why give those answers? Just say it's because mitzvah lekayim is only a mitzvah and divrei shchimira is only a kinyan. So perhaps it can be medayik from Rabbeinu Tam that Rabbeinu Tam holds mitzvah lekayim is also a real kinyan. That when someone says the chasen shas to go to Yonah, it isn't just that, oh, when the Yorshim get it, they have a mitzvah to listen to Reuben. No, there's a real kinyan that happens, and it automatically, it goes around the Yorshim and goes straight to Yonah, midin kinyan. That's perhaps one diok in our Tosfos, in our Rabbeinu Tam, that perhaps Rabbeinu Tam didn't give the easy answer to the of what's the difference between the two, because Rabbeinu Tam assumes that they are both kinyan, and if we have to start nitpicking about what exactly is the difference between the two. There are other nafkaminas. Another example is anytime in your life, but just say, even if you're a bari, stam whenever you're alive.
And you, yeah, in effect would be considered,
you're saying, yeah, when I die, X, you should do X, Y, Z. Yeah. Even a healthy guy. Divrei shchimira is dafka on your deathbed to prevent you from getting stressed out. So why do you have to be prevented of being stressed out? Shouldn't you be comfortable for mitzvah lekayim? So we say mitzvah lekayim isn't as broad as we thought. What? No. So I heard it from Rav Schechter. Then I saw Rav Asher White says it. Then I saw Rav Sternbach says it. So I think a lot of Achronim, maybe the contemporary ones, are medayik from our Tosfos. It's not the most glat diak, which we could talk later, but that's a diak in our Tosfos.
Where is it? Some shir from Rav Schechter?
What?
Like directly from him? Or?
Yeah.
Shir.
What? Yeah, Chabur.
Chabur from Kilo, right?
Yeah, Kol Chabur.
He said it
Yes. Yeah. That's the same thing. Which comes up halacha l'maisa, in the it's Paskin Lachal Maisa by the Ramad Chosh Mishpat Reish Nid Beis is the Hagos Mordechai in Baba Basra. Hagos Mordechai asks, let's say, so Reuven says, I want my chasen shas to go to Yonah when I die, and then Reuven dies, and the Yerushim of Reuven, they take the chasen shas and they go and sell it to somebody else on the marketplace. So is that kinyan going to be effective? After all, they had mitzvah lekayim divrei hames, they're supposed to go and hand it over to Yonah, but they didn't listen and they sold it to somebody else. So is that sale going to be effective? If you hold that there's a real kinyan, that when I say that my chasen shas to go to Yonah, there's a real kinyan that happens, the yorshim don't even get a zechus in that chasen shas. It goes directly to Yonah, and to go and sell something that doesn't belong to you is not going to be effective. But if it's just stam a mitzvah, that the yorshim have a mitzvah to listen and then go deliver it to Yonah, so if they decide not to listen and to not deliver and not be mekayim the mitzvah, so shkoyach, you lost out on the mitzvah, but there would still be an effective sale to ignore the divrei hames and to go and sell it to somebody else. So the Ramal paskins like that, like Hagos and the Mordechai, that it would be effective. Burma essentially passing that mitzvah lekayim divrei hames is only a mitzvah, and therefore if the Yorshim would go and sell it, that sale would be good. As opposed to divrei shchimira, they would go and sell it, it would not be good. That's a real kinyan. But perhaps that would be an afkamina. If someone would go and sell it instead of listening to the person on his deathbed, would that be effective or not? Third afkamina is when the Ran in Gittin. The Ran suggests that mitzvah lekayim divrei hames does not apply to Yarshim. To Ketanim, sorry. If the Yarshim are Ketanim, that there is no mitzvah for them to listen to the divrei hames. And the Ran says, because the Ketanim are la b'nei mitzvanin. Since they're under a mitzvah, they don't have any, they're not chayav mitzvos, so therefore they're not going to be chayav to listen to the divrei hames. So if you hold, there's a real kinyan over here, so once Reuven says, I want the chasen shas to go to Yonah, I don't care if the Yorshim are Ketanim or Gedol, it doesn't matter. Reuven made a real kinyan that he handed over a chasen shas to Yonah, and it's effective no matter what the status of the Yorshim are. But if you hold mitzvah to kind of divrei hames is dafka a mitzvah, that Reuven dies, it goes to the Yorshim, and they have a mitzvah to transfer it to Yonah, so if they're Ketanim, and they're not a mitzvah ninhu, then they would not have a chayav, they're not chayav to listen to their father. So that would be perhaps a third nachmina. Perhaps the last nachmina is, which I like because it connects our, one of our previous chabura topics, is does mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames apply to a davar shalom bal yolam? Let's say our case is not that I own a chasen shas, but it's I know someone's making me a chasen shas, and I want to say that, oh, when I die, then the chasen shas that is not yet bal yolam should go to Yonah. Does mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames apply even to a davar shalom bal yolam? So if you say that it's just a mitzvah, so then, okay, fine. I don't care if it's whether it exists or doesn't exist. Either way, there's a mitzvah to listen, and once that chasen shas is made, you should go and deliver it to Yonah. But if it's a kinyan, so as we discussed, there's a chakira about why, but you can't do a kinyan on a davar shalom bali olam. So if it's supposed to be affecting a kinyan, that when Reuven dies, it goes directly to Yonah, midin a kinyan, but there's no kinyanin on a davar shalom bali olam, so mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames should not apply to a davar shalom bali olam. So those are several different nachminas. One nachmina could just be when trying to answer what's the difference between divrei shchemer haketzu and mesurin dami and mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, what's the difference? So if you hold that one's a mitzvah, one's a kinyan, there's a very simple answer to that kasha. If they're both kinyan, you have to deal with what exactly is whether it's one's only when it's hushlosh l'kach, when it's only a lashon sivui. Another nachmina would be if the yarshim didn't listen to the mitzvah l'kayim, didn't listen to their father, and instead they sold it to somebody else, is that going to be an effective sale? Or do we say, no, you can't sell it because it was already a kinyan that went to Yonah? A third nachmina would be if the yarshim are katanim, if it's a kinyan, I don't care if you're a katan or not, there was the kinyan that was already in effect, but if it's dafka mitzvah, then the katanim would perhaps be la b'nei mitzvah ninhu. And a final nachmina is perhaps by davar shalom bali olam, if it's a real kinyan that's supposed to be happening, but you can't have a kinyan on davar shalom bali olam, so there will be no mitzvah the kayim divrei hames by a davar shalom bali olam. But if it's a sestam mitzvah to listen to the father, so that would even apply to a davar shalom bali olam.